Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. What's good? We back live once again on Put 'Em On Glass Radio. I'm your host, Crazy Mo Blood Beano, with my co-host, Miss Kimmy Simone.
What's up, radio world?
It's all good. And tonight's calling number is 347-633-9265. 347-633-9265. And for everybody online, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/put'em on glass radio. That's PUTEM on Blast Radio. And if anybody wants any inquiries or interviews, please email us at put'em on glass radio@gmail.com. PUTEM on Blast Radio at gmail.com. And off top, we want to give love to all the fans and all the supporters and everybody who's been tuning in over, you know, the past so many months. You know, much love to everybody out there. Much love to all the artists that's been calling in, doing their interviews. Much love to everybody out there. Much love to Royal Blunts for sponsoring on Blast Radio. And much love to Bipolar Naked Magazine for putting us in the 9th issue. And much love to Madman UNG Radio. You know, he always got love, you know, UNG Records, Madman all day, every day. You know, that fan band right there. Much love to Tavius with West Coast Hip Hop Awards. And like I said, just much love all the way around all four corners. And on tonight's show, we have another good show tonight. Shock. From VA, for everybody who don't know what VA is, that's Virginia, you know, and he's from the East Coast, and he's going to be up on here shortly. And right now, you know, we're just going to get into a quick little song right here by Cocaine until we get Shock on the phone. And this is called I Like the Way She Put It On Me by Cocaine. And you guys heard it first right here on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station.
Slippin' on a long alley like me. I like the way that you
everybody to give love and support for Cocaine and go out there and support him and his music and his whole movement. And right now, I'm going to bring Shock to the phone. And what's up, Shock? Say what's up to all the Put 'Em On Blast Radio fans.
Hey, yo, what's good, yo? This Shock.
What's good with you, man? How you feeling?
I'm good, man. I'm in Virginia on the East Coast part of town, man. I'm just chilling.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, we got you on the line. Won't you let everybody out here Put 'Em On Blast Radio and out there in the radio land know who you are and who's the man behind the artist? Who is Shock?
Man, yo, I'm 16, man. I feel like this industry just jumping in. This is an indie artist. It's like you seeing, like, I'm learning, like, a lot just as young, like, a whole bunch of older dudes, you know what I'm saying? Like, I do shows and conventions, so it'd be like I'm the youngest around them, and they sometimes teaching, but sometimes, you know, you got to watch people in this industry. But, I mean, yeah, I just perform, man. I'm an artist from Virginia, Martinsville, Virginia, 276 on the East Coast part. I got a mixtape. My recent mixtape, Nitty Life, on Coast to Coast, you can get it on datpiff.com/coasttocoast. And just type in Shock Nitty Life. That's how you can download my latest mixtape.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And big ups to everybody out there in VA. Y'all got much love from the West Coast coming from Raw Dog Music and Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. And right now, Shock, I want to ask you, what made you pick up a microphone and start rapping?
Man, I could really honestly say I started as, like, in church just playing the drums, you know what I'm saying? And then I started with that, like, as in feeling music and get myself familiar with music. And then, like, as that end, I started, like, actually writing rhymes. I didn't actually record till I was, like, at the age of 13. But music, like, isn't, like, an instrumental. It just a beat came to me at 11. But when I started writing, you know what I'm saying, like, bars and verses, I was 13, and then that's like I dropped my first mixtape, Focus. That was at the age of 13, my very first mixtape.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And I want to ask you, who have you worked with on your mixtapes, and who would you like to work with in your near future?
I could say I work with Coast to Coast Mixtape on like a mixtape is like promoting it and downloading, and like my beats, I get them from Epic the Don. And you could go to his Twitter and follow him at Epic the Don. And he's, like, my producer on the mixtape. And then I got one beat, at least, from John and Juliana. So, yeah, I've been working with him on, like, a couple of beats, too. But it's just them, not, like, basically producers I've been working with. I haven't did any features yet.
That's what's up. That's what's up. It's all good. You're still young. You got a long journey ahead of you. And everybody out there, please go out and support Shock. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get into some of his music in a little bit. I just want to get, you know, familiar with him, and I want everybody out there to know who he is as an artist so you guys can go out there and support him. And matter of fact, on that note, Shock, can you give out your information to everybody who want to connect with Shock?
Yeah, if you want to email me, foundationtobuild@yahoo.com, and then you can follow me on Twitter at 276Shock or follow my manager, Shock's mom at 276Shock. That's the same thing. You can do that. And then you can find me on Django.com/Shock. I got most of my music on there. And then iTunes, you find me on there, Shock. And the Nitty Life mixtape in Coast to Coast. CoastToCoast.com, I'm on there. An indie artist mixtape. And then it has no DJ on there, but you know what I'm saying? It's produced by Epic the Don and John Giuliano.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And right now, I also want to ask you, is there a positive message that you can give to all the young upcoming artists coming out in the industry?
My positive message that I can really say I can give out is education. Because, like, really, if you really want to be a rapper, like, they think that you just going to, like, these young artists, this is like a lot of them my age, they think it's just going to come. I see that it's not going to come. I thought that, too. It's just like being young. You think, oh, man, it's just going to come. It's not really like that. If you want to really be a rapper and grind, you have to grind and actually, you know what I'm saying, hustle. But when I say that, I mean education. Education is like you got to stay focused with school as a young, you know what I'm saying, teenager. You got to worry about other things as you get older, you know what I'm saying, when you get out of high school. But right now, I'm just focused on my education.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's the right thing to do. And I also want to ask you, you know, what do you and don't you like about this music industry right now, whether it's mainstream or underground?
On this industry, I think that I really think that on this industry, you know what I'm saying, like the bad spot is like the promoters. You got to watch really who, you know what I'm saying, be with you is like promotion. But really the positive is with, like, the people around you. If you going to have, like, people around you and they're going to back you up, you know what I'm saying, they're going to be behind you. And if you have somebody behind you as a team, you know what I'm saying, they actually know that you're serious. So if you get a team behind you, yeah, of course, you know what I'm saying, you can go somewhere.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. That's what's up. And I want to ask you, if you made it to the peak of your career, or I'm not going to say if, you know, when you make it to the peak of your career, how would you give back to the people?
I could say that my community, I'd probably give back to the young in my community, you know what I'm saying? Because that's basically, like, these days, the young people are the future, for real. And it's like, if I was to make it, as in, like, where I want to become in my, you know what I'm saying, rap career, like, if I could, I'd just go back and give back to all the young, you know what I'm saying? Because basically, the future is the young.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. That's what's up. And you, as a youngster, as a 16-year-old coming out into this industry, do you find it harder to step out into the industry or easier, since right now, you know, how the industry has a bigger, younger crowd in hip-hop, that's breaking out in hip-hop, is a more younger crowd than an older crowd. So do you find it as a youngster, as like I said, as a 16-year-old, do you find it easier to get into the industry or harder, or is it still around the same, you know, like 50-50?
Like, I think it all depends on, you know what I'm saying, what is your skills and, like, what is your, you know what I'm saying, your positive and your negative. But I think it don't really matter what age you is, you know what I'm saying, to, like, do, like, your rap career or rap or whatever. But I think that, like, these days, I think the industry is really looking for the younger, like, you know what I'm saying, the younger crowd, the younger vibe. Like, with mixtapes and all that, like, you got the high schools, you know what I'm saying, and some middle schools, they go and download that. So that's how I think, you know what I'm saying, most of the younger artists, like, they getting off like that. We just having, like, high schools, you know what I'm saying, the young kids, they listen to their music, and it's easier to download.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. That's what's up. And right now, I want to get into a quick break, you know, and Shock, I want you to introduce this track called Knock, and let everybody know the concept behind this track.
I track Knock. I actually recorded that in Eden, North Carolina. That's like my base of home studio where I recorded. But yeah, Knock, it's like, I'm from Virginia, and, like, you know, we make a trunk knock, and, you know, it's just knock. We use the word, you know what I'm saying? Knock can be used as anything. It's a lot of meanings to the word knock, but, like, knock is like another word for turn up. Like, basically, you know what I'm saying? Get hype.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. And you guys heard it first right here. I put them on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. Shock with his song called Knock. Please support it.
Bow. 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 Hey, 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 hey. Carve it to the knock. Poker in her pee hole, then I'm out your bruh. I
can't talk about love, I fell in it once. What a waste of my time, can't get it for months. I had to bounce, I hit the stop before I left. I hit a mouth, she turned me out, she turned me out. Don't count me out, don't count me out. She making sounds, I pound her out. I love her face, I love her smile, I love her swag, I love her style. When she with me, man, she go wild. This is the knock, this is the knock, this is the knock, this is the knock. They need it rock, they need it rock, they need it rock, they need it rock. I hit the block. Hey, there go Shaq, hey, there go Shaq, hey, there go Shaq, hey, there go Shaq. I'm a savage, married to the cabbage. My life is extraordinary, niggas wanna have it. Hump like a rabbit, then bust like a sword. I'm 276 holes all in my car log. So that's 276 for y'all who didn't know. Baby, I'm the hot bitch in the toilet bowl. Like your heart fall down. I think I should get the crown for Tina the South. Yeah, hey, look, don't count me out. Middle finger to the people who doubt. Heart is a brick coming up like a leak. Dumbing out the whole clip for my enemies rip. Rip to the six, everybody think I'm rich. Cause I'm mixed, they swimming through the block like fish. Everybody hate me, got me feeling like Chris. Never seen all white, she's cool with. Got a real true chick with thick hips. She came with an attitude and wet lips. She real in my earrings, it's the rich. Looking out for the op, so I got this. Thomas Jefferson, third president. Coming to the night, my resident. Hey, this is the knock, this is the knock, this is the knock, this is the knock. They need it rock, they need it rock, they need it rock, they need it rock. I hit the block, I hit the block, I hit the block, I hit the block. Hey, there go Shaq, hey, there go Shaq, hey, there go Shaq, hey, there go Shaq. This is the knock, this is the knock, this is the knock, this is the knock. They need it rock, they need it rock, they need it rock, they need it rock. I hit the block. Hey, there go Shaq, hey, there go Shaq, hey, there go Shaq, hey, there go Shaq.
We back live once again. Put them on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. That was Shaq with his song called Knock. And like I said before, everybody, please go out and support him. He's from VA. And like I said, please support him. He's 16 years old, breaking into the industry, and he needs all the support possible. Support all your local artists and everybody out there on the East Coast and the West Coast, both coasts, Midwest and the South. Support him, see what I'm saying? Be on the lookout for Shaq. And Shaq, while I got you on the line, I want to ask you, what makes you different from every other artist coming out in the industry?
I think that what made me different is, like, I rap about, like, my life. I don't really know who, like, the other artists out here who rap about their life, but, like, really, like, I rap about my life, like, everything I do, like, I could do something, like, a day, then, like, the end of the day, I'll make a rap about it. So I think it's just life is what I really rap about.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. And why should people accept you into this music industry?
I think people should accept me to this industry because, like I'm rapping about life, and then, like, I think that if people, like, if they can relate to what I'm talking about, like, it's in my raps, like, a teenager or anybody, like, or a grown person or an old lady, you know what I'm saying, if they can relate to anything I'm saying, I think that, they should accept me in this rap industry.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. And what are your goals in this industry?
My goal in this industry, I think, is to, like, basically build my fan base. And, like, if I build my fan base, I think that's when I really want to start, you know what I'm saying, taking off, like, my career. It's my fan base. I really have my local people, like, supporting me. Like, I really like to get, like, people in different states and, you know what I'm saying, to support me and actually know me.
That's what's up. And how would you make a difference in this industry if you made it?
I think the difference would be in this industry is, like, they'll understand, like, okay, he bringing in, like, a different type of flow. Like, it's a couple of people, you know what I'm saying, they'll probably be like, he sound like somebody. But, nah, he don't really, you know what I'm saying, I don't think I sound like nobody in this industry. So if I come in this industry, it's going to be, like, a whole different new flow.
That's what's up. And who do you think is hot and who's not in this industry, mainstream or underground right now, in your opinion?
I could say mainstream right now, I got a couple of artists. Like, my favorite artist is Chief Keef, but I think Waka Flocka, you know what I'm saying, he's doing his thing too, like, in the South region. And, like, you know what I'm saying, like, a different style, you know, like, a different type of rap. Well, I think Lil Wayne and Rick Ross, you know what I'm saying, they doing their thing too, like in Miami and Atlanta, their part. But underground, I could say, I think Lil Scrappy need to step his game up. He ain't really, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. He doing like a television stuff, you know what I'm saying? I like Gucci, so I like, you know what I'm saying, the artists who really keep it real.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Like Messy Marv, you know, like Pac, all them cats, you know, you got to keep it real. You know, that's why they say listen to the words. You can tell by somebody's story the way they put it all together. So I'm saying you can tell where there's flaws and who's making up, who's just a studio rapper, or who's rapping about real life. So I'm saying, so all those things is important, and all the young artists is coming out, like everybody say, just be original. Keep it all original. Don't try to follow after the next artist because they might be number one. They got a lot of music videos out. You may see them everywhere. Don't follow after them. See what I'm saying? Do your own thing. Go down your own path. And like I said, come up with your own style of music and make everybody in the music industry want you. Don't want them. Remember, you don't need them. They need you. See what I'm saying? So it's all good. But on that note, Shock, I want to let Miss Kimmy Simone say a few words to you.
All right.
How you doing, Shock?
How you doing, Kimmy?
I'm all right, baby. And everybody out there listening, God bless everyone out there and stay safe, you know what I mean? But, Shock, I just want to tell you, you never get a second chance to make your first impression. And I just want to tell your mother I commend her. Because listening to you and the way you're doing this interview right here, you sound like a grown man already. So I know what she is putting in you, what you put in is what you get out. And your music is already expressing pretty much who you are and where you're coming from and what you've been through. Like you said, your life is a story. And you tell it in your lyrics. And I can hear it and you feel it, I feel it. And I just want to tell you, keep going, put God first. And Mama, if you're listening, God bless you and keep up the good work because you're doing it. It's coming out of him. Good luck, Shot, and keep it up because you hot.
Thank you.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And right now, Shot, is there anything or anybody that you might want to put on blast at this time, whether it's good or bad, no matter who it is, even if it's us as hosts? You know, it could be about yourself, about the music industry. It could be about anything. You can keep the names anonymous if you choose to, you know. So, like I said, is there anything or anybody you might want to put on blast at this time?
I would like to put all the local artists in Virginia on blast. Like, yeah, I would say that because I'm one of the local artists, but I could say that really – the local people around here, like, I call myself local, but, like, I hear other people call me, like, they would be like, yo, you're not local because you've been places. Like, I don't think that you should be cocky. And, like, it's a lot of local artists in Virginia. They ain't even left Martinsville, Virginia yet, but they think they famous. I like to call all of them out. Like, I think if they listening right now, y'all should step y'all's game up because it's like, if they not, well, you know what I'm saying, I'm calling to the now CTDK, so... Need a Life Entertainment, that's what my mom, you know what I'm saying, that's her license, so that's my manager. I think if, like, they're not, you know what I'm saying, with me, and they think, that, like, they're going to hate on me, they're against me, I ain't got no respect for them, but, like, other than doing music, I got respect for a lot of local artists around here. It's just, like, Virginia local artists, like, I think everyone in Virginia need to step their game up, because they're not wanting it, like, they're seeing they're wanted, you know, they are hungry for the rap game, like, I think I would be. Because, like, there's a lot of them out here, they slacking. But, I don't know. I can't really talk because, you know, I slack too, but, like, it's a lot of Virginia artists out here slacking.
That's what's up. It's all the way live, you know, out the mouth is Shock. It's real talk. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got to support their local artists no matter where you are on this planet. Support your local artists. And right now, Shock, is there any shout outs that you might want to give out at this time?
I'd like to shout out CTDK, call to Nas, shout out Southside over here where I'm from. I shout out, you know what I'm saying, put them on blast. I put them on blast like the radio say. I shout out the West Coast, Atlanta. I mean, you know, I be around all that, but I just, you know what I'm saying, people who come, like, my mom, she told me, she always said be humble. I think that, really, I should always be humble. Like, people come around me and they seem like they fake, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of teenagers these days, they be, like, too hype. Like, I go to a show, there'd be a lot of teenagers my age. They'd be like, yo, I mean, come on, man, you're checking me out, da-da-da, they'll be running their mouth a lot. I mean, I'm just quiet. I sit back and look at them. I mean, my mom, she told me to stay humble, so I just think that I'm blessed out here to be, so it's just that.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's the best thing to do is stay humble. Come into this game humble, and you make it humble, and you'll always be humble, and you get respect. Respect is to be earned. Respect ain't given. You know what I'm saying? It goes. Respect goes both ways. But it's all good and it's all love. And right now, you know, we're going to get ready to end this show. And, Shock, I salute you for calling in. Much love to you, your moms, your whole camp, and everybody out there. I want to thank everybody for tuning in live with Shock. So I'm saying we're going to get into one more of his songs in just a second. I want to tell everybody out there, be safe, stop the violence. We need to come together as one. We need unity. We need to all support our local artists, like I said before. And we all need to just do the right thing and just play it smart and put God first. It's all good and it's all love. And right now, Shock, like Miss Kimmy Simone's putting in my ear, we're very proud of you. You're a 16-year-old young cat that's coming out in the industry, young artist, young entrepreneur, and we hope to see you in the long run, you know, make it on, you know, make it on the top. You know, we hope to see you at the West Coast Hip Hop Awards or one of these award shows in the long run. And if you got anything else that you're promoting or ever want to come back and do an interview, feel free to hit us up, you know, and people who want to hear the shows, any kind of interviews, they can hit us up on Facebook.com/ Put 'Em On Blast Radio, PUTEM On Blast Radio. And you can find all the shows there with everybody from the West Coast to the East Coast that we've been interviewed and some. But right now, Shock, I want you to introduce this song right here called Start the Show and let everybody know the concept behind this track as you in this in the show for us.
I think that I made this track right here because, you know what I'm saying, like, I ain't really, like, an artist, you know what I'm saying, to, like, make twerking music, but, I mean, I just, you know what I'm saying, I came out with this song just because I got, you know, female fans, and, like, my music is really, you know what I'm saying, about life, but, you know what I'm saying, you got to have something for the females, too, and then this is going to make the females dance, so I called this Start the Show, like, the bad female, you know what I'm saying, she been in the party. It's always one going to start the show. She's going to start dancing first, you know what I'm saying, then the rest of the, you know, females, they're going to follow.
That's what's up. And you guys heard it first, out the mouth of Shock, right here on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. Start the show for everybody out there. Please support Shock. You guys got much love all the way down all four corners. Much love to you, Shock, and God bless you. And this is Shock once again. Start the show, and we out.
Bounce, 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 bounce. Let me see your booty bounce. Drop it to the ground. Every shawty sexy in my town. Go, 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 go. Mommy, drop it to the floor. Shawty is a stalker. She be on it everywhere I go. Movie, 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 movie. She say that my life a movie. She say that she wanna choose me, but I got too many groupies. Life, life, crazy life. We always had them crazy nights. Knew he got some girls as black as Bop. He got some girls as white. Yeah, let's start the show. Let's start the show, little shawty, start the show. When she drop it to the floor, let's start the show. Let's start the show, little shawty, start the show. When she drop it to the floor. Looking through the crowd as I peep her, I seen the 90s wait, I phone replacing the beeper. I seen the finally meet her, got a number off of Twitter. I brung all of my brothers, then she brung some of her sisters. So the party on the nitty, baby, or Carver. Ladies free all night, if you's an outsider, we charging everything I ever got. Yeah, I copped it for a bargain. I suck your girl blood and let her kick it in my coffin. Bounce, 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 bounce. Let me see your booty bounce. Drop it to the ground. Every shawty sexy in my town. Go, 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 go. Mommy, drop it to the floor. Shawty is a stalker. She be on it everywhere I go. Movie, 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 movie. She say that my life a movie. She say that she wanna choose me, but I got too many groupies. Life, life, crazy life. We always had them crazy nights. Knew he got some girls as black as Bop. He got some girls as white. Yeah, let's start the show. Let's start the show.
Look, shawty start the show. When she drop it to the floor, let's start the show. Let's start the show. Look, shawty start the show. When she drop it to the floor. I love the way little shawty hit the dance floor. I seen her pop it, drop it, then she stood up on her hands. Oh, she got me hypnotized. Oh, the lotion on her thighs is reflecting off the light, and it's booming off her eyes. Aquafina mouth with a booty from the south. Lap dance on the couch. Let me go and knock it out. Ha, mommy, do you need some help? Booty got a lot of weight. I'ma leave your baby every day. She let me eat the cake. Bounce, 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 bounce. Let me see your booty bounce. Drop it to the ground. Every shawty sexy in my town. Go, 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 go. Mommy, drop it to the floor. Shawty is a stalker. She be on it everywhere I go. Movie, 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 movie. She say that my life a movie. She say that she wanna choose me, but I got too many groupies. Life, life, crazy life. We always had them crazy nights. Knew he got them girls as black as Bob. He got them girls as white. Yeah, let's start the show. Let's start the show. Little shawty start the show. When she drop it to the floor. Let's start the show. Let's start the show. Little shawty start the show. When she drop it to the floor.